Well, now that we're through the 4th of July holiday weekend, girls' regional softball will begin to hit the postseason. In girls' first-round Class 1A regional softball action scheduled for tonight in Region 7, at Tabor tonight, Fremont Mills will play Nishnabotna. That's a 5:30 first pitch. Also at Sydney tonight, a doubleheader scheduled. Essex will play East Mills in the first game at 5:30. Sydney will battle Stanton at 7:15 in the second game at Sydney tonight. At Griswold this evening, Griswold will face off against Cam. That's a 7 o'clock match. Also at Kimbleton tonight, Exira EHK will host Orient Maxburg. That's a 5:30 start. And Lennox will host the Lennox-Bedford matchup tonight. That's a 7 o'clock first pitch. Also, Class 1A in Region 8 action tonight at Woodbine. Woodbine will play Whiting. At Dow City, Boyer Valley plays West Harrison. At Macedonia this evening, Riverside will face Arweva. At Fonda tonight, Newell Fonda will play Coon Rapids Bayard. And at Guthrie Center will battle Adair Casey. Those are all 7 o'clock matchups in Region number 8. Also in Class 2A first-round play tonight in Region 8 at Corning, Southwest Valley will play Audubon. That's a 7 o'clock match. Also at 7 o'clock tonight in a game at Underwood, it'll be Underwood facing Tri-Center. Those winners all advancing in postseason girls softball tournament play. A rookie outfielder Tommy Pham homered, doubled, and drove in 3 runs, leading Lance Lynn and the St. Louis Cardinals over the San Diego Padres 3-1 on Sunday. The Cardinals improved to a majors best 31-11 at home with their second successive win following a 4-game losing streak. San Diego has lost 5 of 7. Pham was called up from AAA Friday and starred in his third big league start. He hit his first homer, a 2-run drive off of Ian Kennedy in the third. Pham doubled home Lynn in the fifth. Lynn gave up 3 hits and 1 unearned run in 7 innings of work. He also doubled and singled for his first career multi-hit game, and he scored twice. Lynn struck out 8 and retired 11 in a row at one point. He's not lost in his last 6 starts. Kevin Segrist recorded his 4th save in 6 chances. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Milwaukee over Cincinnati 6-1. Philadelphia in 10 innings, a 4-0 winner over Atlanta. The Chicago Cubs beat Miami 2-0. Colorado downed Arizona 6-4. The Mets over the Dodgers 8-0. Washington beat San Francisco 3-1. Eric Hosmer drove in Lorenzo Cain with nobody out in the 9th inning, helping the Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 3-2 Sunday for a split of their 4-game series. Cain drew a leadoff walk against Twins reliever Blaine Boyer to start the 9th after Irvin Santana had nearly shut Kansas City down in his return from a drug suspension. Twins manager Paul Molitor called upon Aaron Thompson to face Hosmer, who ripped a pitch down the right field line. Cain sprinted around third base at full speed, and a throw from Torrey Hunter in right field was nowhere close to getting him at the plate. Greg Holland earned the win with a scoreless 9th inning for the Royals. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, Tampa Bay beat the New York Yankees 8-1. Toronto outscored Detroit 10-5. Boston over Houston 5-4. Baltimore beat the White Sox 9-1. Seattle over Oakland 2-1. And the LA Angels beat Texas 12-6. One interleague game, it was Pittsburgh beating Cleveland by a 5-3 final. A Houston second baseman, Jose Altuve, passed Kansas City's Omar Infante in the final days of voting, leaving 4 Royals as starters for the All-Star game. Todd Frazier of the host Cincinnati Reds leapfrogged St. Louis's Matt Carpenter and will be in the National League starting lineup for the July 14th game at Great American Ballpark. AL champion Kansas City will be represented in the starting lineup by outfielders Lorenzo Cain and Alex Gordon, catcher Salvador Perez, and shortstop Alcides Escobar. 4 players ties the AL record for fan-elected starters, achieved 9 times previously. Toronto third baseman Josh Donaldson, outfielder Mike Trout of the LA Angels, and Seattle-designated hitter Nelson Cruz round out the American League lineup. Washington outfielder Bryce Harper set a mark for National League players at 13.86 million votes, atop the previous record of 7.62 million set 3 years ago by San Francisco catcher Buster Posey, who was elected to start again this year. The National League lineup will also include Arizona first baseman Paul Goldschmidt, Miami's D. Gordon, and St. Louis shortstop Johnny Peralta. They round out the National League starters. At least 2 elected starters will miss the game because of injuries. Miami outfielder Giancarlo Stanton broke his hand on June 26th, and Detroit first baseman Miguel Cabrera hurt his left calf on Friday. In addition, the Cardinals' Matt Holliday, who finished 3rd among NL outfielders behind Harper and Stanton, has been sidelined since straining a quadriceps muscle on June 28th, and he is uncertain on his return. St. Louis left-hander Jaime Garcia has been placed on the 15-day disabled list with a groin strain. Garcia, who missed his previous scheduled start, suffered the injury running the bases on June 24th at Miami. He is 3-3 with a 169 earned run average in 7 starts. In golf, Danny Lee parred the second hole of a four-man playoff as he won the Greenbrier Classic. It was his first PGA Tour victory. The South Korean-born New Zealander became the ninth first-time winner in the Tour this season. Lee, David Hearn, Kevin Kisner, and Robert Streb were tied at 13-under after four rounds on the old white TPC course in West Virginia. Tiger Woods finished play at 7-under par after a 3-under 67 in the final round. The former world number one shot subpar golf in three of his four rounds this week. Well, there was no action at Wimbledon, as the first Sunday of the tournament is always a day of rest. Play resumes today with both of the top seeds, Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams, in action. In fact, for Williams, the fourth round match has her facing her older sister, Venus. Serena tops that series 14-11. And Team USA sits atop the women's soccer world after the Americans' third World Cup crown, but their first since 1999. In an offensive explosion rarely seen in soccer, the Americans scored four goals in the opening 16 minutes, three on a hat trick by Carly Lloyd, and they routed Japan 5-2 for the women's World Cup crown. That avenged a loss in the 2011 final when Japan won on penalty kicks. It was the second highest scoring final in women's World Cup history. Lloyd, moments after the win, said, "We just made history. I was on a mission." When it was over, she collapsed to her knees and pumped her fists. Forward Abby Wambach bear-hugged teary-eyed coach Jill Ellis, lifting her off the ground. Lloyd scored the two fastest goals in Women's World Cup history, scoring twice in the first 6 minutes of the match. Lauren Holliday gave the U.S. a 3-0 lead when she volleyed a shot into the goal. Lloyd then finished off her hat trick by catching Japan goalkeeper off her line and scoring from midfield as the U.S. took a stunningly quick 4-0 lead. It's the fastest hat trick in Women's World Cup history. Tobin Heath added a goal in the second half after Japan had climbed within two goals. The U.S. has had great success against teams from Japan with a record of 25-1-6. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.